Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're on the air, and we're on the streams, and we're on the satellite, and we're probably on a podcast. It's entirely possible that somebody on the moon or the space station is listening to us right now. It's possible.
That is cool.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We've got some callers on hold. We'll get to you momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Do I have to refer to, now that you guys got married at the Forkfest or whatever, do I have to refer to you as Mr. and Mrs. Roach or Mr. and Mrs. Sunshine?
Sunshine.
Okay. All right. Before we go on with the rest of the show, Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you for a favor. As you perhaps already know, Ian Freeman, this show's founder, was recently convicted by a jury of various victimless crimes and is facing up to 20 years in prison. We can argue all day as to if the jury was mistaken, but that's not going to get us anywhere. What will be helpful is for you to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he has helped you, how he has helped the community, or why you think he deserves a light sentence. Saying things about yourself that give your opinion weight with government will help, such as if you volunteered or you were in the reserves or in the military or something along those lines would be helpful to mention. Ian, of course, is a selfless man that has always tried to do what he thinks is the right thing. Not the legal thing, the right thing. It would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time in prison at all. We need these letters quickly, so do not put it off. You can send your letter to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get to write all that down, that's okay. All the info you need can be found at letters.freetalklive.com. That's letters.freetalklive.com. All right. Let's get to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to, I believe this is Adam in Canada. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gents. Yeah, it was a very pleasure of mine to write a letter for Ian. I don't write many letters, very few in my life, but that one had to be done, and I hope many others follow. Tonight sounded like a great night to call in and talk about policing in a more open mind, more decentralized fashion. I've always had some thoughts kicking around I wanted to share with you tonight.
Sure, go ahead.
So, looking at police as a service, sometimes when I walk by the Toronto Police Service, I think it's a strange choice of words, like, how do I cancel my police service? Would I really want to be honest?
Unsubscribe!
Sorry to see you go.
Fee, I'll pay it. But no, I wouldn't, really, because we need the cops. I had to call 911 for a guy trapped in an elevator last night screaming like he was having his head sawed off. Poor guy just had to have some help. But the thing is, we need to maybe, instead of voting for politicians and parasites, what if we just started voting for private companies? Like, I imagine a world where people have had enough, don't trust the politicians anymore, cut the middlemen out of the loop, and they just start voting for, is it going to be G4, Brinks, Garda World, or the incumbents? Most neighborhoods are divided among, you know, districts, or in Canada we call them ridings. You have different flavors of law from different places, and it works out to the point where people are supposed to be represented differently, but it never works out that way, right? The party all comes to one agreement,
right,
and the whole country has to do one thing. But if we just voted for police, talked to them, and fired them according to how well they adhere to the terms of a contract, if a condominium corporation can get together and decide on a security company, I'm pretty sure a neighborhood can get together and decide on a police company.
Absolutely. And this is what I personally have been advocating for, which is abolish the tax-funded version of police. Like, everybody, when they hear us talking about abolish the police, they think, oh, but then there won't be anything. No. we all agree that we need emergency services, right?
Many
we need
lives will never go out of style.
Right. We need security services, right? I just want to privatize them all.
Exactly. And we want to, people say, oh, well, what if the bad people get in? Well, they're already getting in. If they're not getting into the cops, they're getting into elsewhere. That's a bad people problem. That's a them problem.
Right.
At least we can find out who they are and deal with it in the way where the people who were supposed to deal with it are accountable to us.
Right. And if I hire I get together with, 20 of my neighbors and we hire a security service to, patrol our neighborhood.
ABC Security.
And they do a crappy job.
XYZ.
Well, we can just be like, yeah, your contract's over. We're going to hire this other company. You can't.
People would argue against that, saying, "Oh, that's a roadmap to chaos and anarchy." Well, it is anarchy, but it's not chaos.
Right.
I mean, if the people who are making these kind of decisions can pass a judgment like that, do you think they'd do a worse job?
Right. Hey, Adam, I have a question for you, though. Two questions, actually. You're calling from Canada. How are you listening to Free Talk Live?
Any way I can right now on Odyssey without giving out my digital fingerprint. It's okay. Not easy these days.
No worries. And then being you're from Canada, do you have the correct license to be calling the U.S.? Did Trudeau approve your communication with us?
Now, when it comes to that, I'm just going to hop over the border and tell you to your face.
Come on over. You're more than welcome here.
Adam, thank you so much for the call. Have a great night.
That was great. I like him.
Adam's cool. Moving right along, let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to suggest to you that in Dresden, Germany, the place from which I had moved 18 years ago, they have a different system. They go by Roman law, and the way it works is if a policeman abuses somebody or does something like that, he would get something like 3 years for that kind of a thing. Normally, a normal person would, but a policeman would get 5 years because he's held to a higher standard rather than a lower one like here in the United States. So he would have to think about that if he really wants.
That certainly would help, right? If these folks were held to a higher standard, but the question always remains: who enforces things against the enforcers? It's a never-ending, club that just keeps building upon itself. So if you start forming organizations to enforce laws and policies against the organization who enforces laws and policies, then you have to form another organization to enforce laws and policies against the organization that's enforcing the laws and policies against the organization that's enforcing the... You see what I'm saying? It's just a never-ending spiral. Who watches the watchers? Well, if everybody is free to choose the service provider of their choice, in the same way you choose cable television, in the same way you choose what grocery store to visit, if you're free to choose company X to provide your policing services or your emergency services, then when and if they do a poor job, you can go find another company who will do a good job. But because government claims a monopoly on these services, we cannot do that. We have no choice. We are forced to live all under one system.
Well, in Germany, we have comprehensive legal insurance, and you can even get it for a small company. And that way you have the money to appeal to higher and higher courts. And I studied law in Germany under a phenomenal professor for Strafrecht, which means criminal law. And believe me, if it were to come to him, he would get justice done. He really wouldn't care about corruption. He was not corrupt at all. There's no way he would bend to corruptive influence.
Has there ever been a corrupt politician or policeman in Dresden, Germany?
I don't know. I would hope not.
I mean, the answer is yes, there has, because these are the organization types that attract psychopaths, that attract people who want to harm other people, who get off on harming other people. And if you studied law, Robert, you would know that. Thanks for the call. Moving right along, let's go to, Sarah, are you there? Sarah?
Wow, this is unusual.
Again. Well, she called back and I screened her to make sure she was there. But
that's
maybe,
weird.
Maybe
divine intervention.
Maybe she's having phone issues. All right, so speaking of Germany, our next topic is from thedailyo.in. Never heard of this site before. Activists in Germany glued themselves to the road, and they might need amputation of hand.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
I think that they did this. They were during the some bicycle race.
We hate these roads.
And they were protesting oil.
And
they glued themselves into a bicycle race.
Well, let's
maybe they just hate Queen. Sorry.
Maybe they just hate their hand.
Yeah.
Imagine losing a hand for a cause. People would remember it for generations.
Ugh. And it's already like, don't make this sound noble.
In a fresh and daring protest move, climate activists from the last generation, quote-unquote, group in Hamburg and Dusseldorf managed to infiltrate the runways of local airports and stick themselves firmly in place, resulting in widespread disruptions to flight operations. Although in some time the authorities gained control, the incidents brought flight operations to a grinding halt for a few hours on July 13th. So that was 3 days ago. In another viral video from Berlin, two of the protesters resorted to using a mix of concrete and epoxy resin to affix their hands to the asphalt as a form of protest. Some observers say this could lead to the potential amputation of their hands.
It's kind of funny they're the last generation. They keep doing this.
Yeah, it's what is it? Natural selection. Yeah, natural selection.
Right.
They've got a couple of, things in here, pictures and whatnot. As the school holidays kicked off in Hamburg, the, quote, last generation, unquote, activists decided to take their protest to new heights by gluing themselves to the runway at Hamburg Airport. Their unconventional approach caused several hours of chaos and delay. Not to be outdone, the last generation members in Dusseldorf decided to stick it to the system as well. By cutting through a fence, they gained access to the airport apron and positioned themselves on the access road to the runway. Their disruptive presence caused significant delays, leaving flight operations in disarray. What do they want? Well, the last generation activists justified their over-the-top actions as a response to the government's perceived lack of planning and disregard for laws in addressing the climate crisis.
Climate change.
They criticized the increasing number of air passengers and associated emissions, calling for concrete plans, no pun intended, I'm glad you got this, to achieve the required emission reduction targets. Their demand for a societal council to phase out fossil fuel usage by 2030 was reiterated.
So what do they want, electric planes? Do they know what they want? Do they really know what they want?
All they know is that they want the law to do something.
They're crisis actors.
The man.
They're appealing to authority. Yeah. Right? They're crying to mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
They're on the payroll of the World Economic Forum.
They need to do something, mommy and daddy.
Got my hands in the cement.
Yeah. That's literally what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, if they really, really cared about the climate, they would become a scientist of some sort, right? They would, figure out how to motivate people to make meaningful changes in their lives to achieve their goals without the use of coercion and violence.
And don't get me wrong. I am, I try to be very eco-friendly. Sure. It's something I'm interested in. But I just don't believe in forcing it other people.
We've all seen the teary-eyed Indian standing on the dump site, right?
Yeah.
We've all seen these commercials. But here's the thing. Human beings are the problem, not the climate.
And also,
you have to change human behavior. And look at the track record that the law has for changing human behavior. It doesn't have. It's not very good at all.
You don't say.
Not going to change.
Yeah. In fact, the very organization that these people are appealing to is the largest polluter on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. This very organization that these people are appealing to do something, the law, is the largest polluter on planet Earth. Period.
Right. How much jet fuel does the U.S. Military use every day?
Oh, my God.
So maybe they should start protesting some of that in less of, the middle-class family that just wanted to go on vacation after working really hard all year.
They should parachute into an aircraft carrier and try doing that. That would be really cool. That would really get things done.
It's so amazing to me how many people don't realize that the most evil that is committed on planet Earth is done by the organization type known as government. Whether it's pollution, whether it's murder, whether it's rape, torture,
human rights,
theft, yeah, whether it's abuse of physical, mental, any of these things.
Oh, well, you just need to get the right guy in office.
Oh, is that all?
Maybe I think
in
that's
every
all.
Office.
Yeah. Well, who is the right guy, Nikki?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody vote for nobody.
Nobody cares about the environment. Nobody cares about the economy.
This whole thing about...
It sounds like something out of The Guardian, article.
It does. And maybe it's republished, I don't know. It's hard to tell.
This originally appeared in The Guardian.
Yeah, this is a rinky-dink website that I've never heard of. But it still amazes me that most folks don't realize that there's one organization type responsible for most of the bad stuff on planet Earth.
And it's interesting because even people that recognize the atrocities that world governments commit, they're still like, well, you know, they have the Stockholm syndrome. Like, yes, you know, they're abusive and they're stealing from me, this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, we need them for the roads. Or what about public school? What about the hospitals? They can't get over the services or the alleged services that the government provides for them.
Yeah.
Even though we know we have a solution for every single one of those.
Yeah, yeah. All government does is steal money from people, take a hefty chunk of it for themselves and all their friends, and then use a little bit of it to provide monopolized products or services.
It's like an abusive partner. You know, if you had a wife that was doing this to you, all your friends would be like, oh, she's, you know, this is an abusive relationship. You have to leave her.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the government can do that to, like, every single person. And it's like, oh, well, it's fine.
It'll be better next time.
Yeah.
We'll get the next guy.
The next guy.
Yeah.
The next
guy.
Change.
Yeah. Well, 2024, it'll all change. Like, no, it won't.
Battered voters. Yeah.
Battered voters. Yeah. So these, who are these, the last millennial,
the last generation?
Were they the same ones who were putting the paint on the Picassos and all that? Or gluing?
I think that was...
Beans on something?
I think that was a different one.
But they're doing the same thing.
But I also saw, so these are the same people, and these are, it's a German thing. But they've also, I've seen some videos on Twitter of them sitting in the middle of the road, and it's a truck driver that has probably been dealing with these people for a long time, and he's just so fed up. And yeah, I'm not encouraging this or saying that it was right, but what happened in the video, truck driver gets out and just clocks the guy in the face. He punches him right in the face and then drags him off. And I'll give it to these people. They're pretty dedicated. He, after getting punched in the face and dragged off, he went back.
Glued himself back.
Yeah, well, and I think that's why they're gluing themselves now, because people, and I saw a different video of a different area. Maybe it's the same city. I don't know. But it was another group of people sitting there, and there was several people that were just coming in the road. They're just probably so sick of them, like they're trying to go to work or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And this chick comes over, grabs the other girl by her hair, and drags her off the road by her hair.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I'm not condoning the violence, but it seems that like the average person in Germany seems to be very fed up with these people. And listen, pissing people off is not going to help your cause.
Right.
You know, that's not going to help. It's going to make them hate you. And then, no, it doesn't matter. Even if they agree with you, they're not going to, you know. They're like, well, now I'm going to start dumping oil into, you know, the river.
Right.
Because you pissed me off so bad. So, no, yeah, it's not going
to
help.
What if they glued themselves to the Autobahn? You couldn't stop. You're like, the get well soon raccoon. That would stop the whole thing. Like, oh, geez, no one's stopping anymore for our cause. They're just running us over.
And the thing is,
so I want you and you and you to go out to the Autobahn. Me, I'm going to stay back at the office and monitor social media.
Why do you get the cushy job?
I don't know.
He was voted in.
I would like to point out that what people perceive as the utility value of government, that is the products or services they claim to provide.
The monopoly.
Police services, right? In some places, even fire, right? That's government run. It's not volunteer. It's not, you know, that kind of thing. Security services, judicial services, record keeping services,
good,
right?
Union jobs.
Right. These things are all just services, products and services. Have been and will continue to be provided by other people, not governments. Right? That's all they are. So if government gets out of the way, well, what about the roads? What about the charity? What about my welfare? What about the... It'll all be provided if it has value.
Also, who are the people that were, you know, they typically hire out, they subcontract, right? So, yeah. Okay, who was doing it before? Well, just hire those guys without the middleman.
Right. Yeah, without that hefty chunk taken off the top, your community could easily just pool some money together,
yeah,
and fix the roads occasionally when they were needed.
What would be great is if you got rid of, like, if you suspended the DOT, Department of Transportation, yes, you give each of these guys their own truck.
Yep.
Okay, you're all independent contractors. And now you have to bid on paving the roads.
Yeah, I'm sure they do
and
a lot
you'll
better
see
of a job.
How fast, right, things get done, yeah, and how, yeah, efficient things are.
One of the more well-thought-out plans for ending statism consisted of a plan where the people who are currently employed by government entities, the roads department or whatever, the DMV or
dog
DOT
catcher,
or dog catcher, the parks department or whatever, that instead of, like, liquidating government and firing people and, you know, that kind of thing, they're like, no, you are now all cooperatively, like, let's say it's a parks department, they have an office building,
you spin,
right,
them off.
And you got, you know, 15, 20 people employed in this building, whatever it is, and maybe some, you know, equipment too. Well, you guys now just own that. It's up to you to make a business out of it.
Right, you have to go out and fundraise,
yeah,
for your parks.
Go out and fundraise or figure out a business model to, yeah, generate revenue or become a nonprofit in some,
right,
way, shape,
sell
or form.
Sell a subscription.
Sell a subscription, whatever. It's just, you're not fired, but if your service has value, you got to figure out how to do it on a voluntary basis now. And it should be pretty freaking easy to do if it has value. If it doesn't have any value, then it...
You're out of business.
Yeah, it never, you know, needed to be invented in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a matter of bureaucracy, creating more bureaucracy for the sake of keeping people employed and taking more money from everyone else. Living at the expense of everyone else is something that you should not agree with, you should not allow in your life, and it's something that the state does every day of your life. You're their slave as long as they take from you.
It'd be great if you had your tax bill comes and you have, you know, whatever you owe for your house, $10,000 in property taxes. You could say to the town, you know, write it out, line item. I want $1,000 to go to the police. I want $500 to go to Parks and Rec. You know, then just see how things come in. Like, add it up like that.
603-283-6160. What are your ideas for what society might look or function like when the state is abolished? Free Talk Live, final segment is coming up.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Tens of millions of Americans were in the path of more sweltering hot air on Sunday, and forecasters say it is likely to remain that way into the week ahead. Search and recovery efforts continue in a small southeastern Pennsylvania community as five adults were killed. Authorities say two children are still missing from Saturday's flash flooding. Country superstar Jason Aldean, suffering from heat stroke, ended a Connecticut concert Saturday. His representative says Aldean is feeling better. In an epic match, Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz dethrones Novak Djokovic of Serbia for the Wimbledon title, ending Djokovic's run of four straight championships in the London suburb. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 is opening to a slower-than-expected start in theaters, but the latest Tom Cruise flick is tops out the box office with $78 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Choir has returned.
The grunge cats have invaded.
Meow, meow, meow.
Catastrophic.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow.
Catastrophic. Catastrophe.
Paw, what was
the paparazzi? These are photographers that only photograph animals that have appeared in film and television. The paparazzi.
Paparazzi.
Yeah. There's a competing organization just called the paparazzi. Right, so
they're licensed to take pictures.
I need to ask you something. Have you ever read Willie Nelson's memoir?
No.
I think you'd like it simply because the entire thing is him telling a story, and then in between several times he'll just tell all these jokes, just like one-liners. The majority of the book is just like pretty much...
Distraction.
Well, it's pretty much just a list of his favorite jokes, and it was pretty comical.
Right up my alley. I thought
it was great. I really enjoyed it.
The way you prefaced it, though, I was like, "Oh, this is going to be serious."
No,
like, no, it's totally not serious at all.
Okay. No, it was great.
All right. No, but have you seen Tales from the Tour Bus?
No.
This is a 2-season animated program. I think they might even be like 15 or 20 minute episodes. It's a Mike Judge production.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm already there.
Yeah. The first season is all about outlaw country.
Cool.
And the second season is all about funk.
Yeah, I love it already. I'm there.
And what it is they interview people Not the stars themselves, but like, so the first season is Outlaw Country, so they're interviewing like Waylon Jennings' bus driver.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what a cartoon.
So what they've sat down and filmed these guys, and then they've done Mike Judge style animation of these guys being interviewed.
And
so
they use a real voice?
Well, sometimes.
Okay.
And sometimes it's Mike Judge doing voices, so like, it kind of depends, but it's really good. Like, I'm not really that big a fan of country. I have respect for outlaw country because these guys buck the system, right? They hurl a finger in the man's general direction.
Yeah. They don't play it safe.
And so I've got respect for those guys. And so I was like, and it's a Mike Judge production.
Yeah.
Sure, let's give this a shot. I watched it. I was blown away at how good it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the second season was all about funk, Bootsy Collins, James Brown, and like, I mean, it's just, and it's not necessarily about the stars. It's about
the
groupies or the managers or their friends or, you
What's
know.
What's it called?
It's called Tales from the Tour Bus.
Yep.
And where can we find that?
I have no idea.
Okay. I already pulled it up on YouTube, but I'm sure an investigation could be done.
Before we go on with the show, I want to say thank you to Jonathan. Jonathan is a silver level amplifier, which means he gives $5 to the AMPS program to help Free Talk Live, that's the show you're listening to now, get on more radio stations. We're currently on around 180 radio stations at last count. We could be on 200, 250, 300, not out of the question. It just takes you, really, to help us out. AMPS, A-M-P-S, stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And you can find out all about the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. There you'll find all of the resources you need. You see that we do give you some little benefits here and there for your donation. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more. There's different levels of donations and that kind of thing. But if you enjoy the message of freedom, peace, prosperity that we bring, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, and the topics that we bring up, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Jonathan. We appreciate you. Is the third time a charm, Sarah? Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, the third time is a charm. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, did you hear that that Jessica Simpson was taking Ozempic to get skinny for her job?
Oh, I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
A lot of people are doing that these days.
What's her job?
She's an actress.
Oh.
Well, isn't she a model? What, model?
I don't really get too much into celebrity gossip or anything like that, but I did see a picture of her recently, and she looked very, very thin. Previously, like early 2000s, she was a little curvy. She must be, you know, in her late 40s, I think. I'm not sure, but
have you seen her all chubby? She actually looked like Miss Piggy from Far Away. You've never seen her that, like, 35 pounds overweight.
I remember in the early 2000s that, like, the tabloids, probably, like, 2008, actually, I think, that entire year, the tabloids it was the, you know, most hideous a person could look. They were very, very hard on her. And I don't think she was curvy, but she's always been a beautiful woman, and I don't think there's... She was never fat. She looked healthy, and that's just not allowed in the super toxic celebrity tabloids.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's a little different.
There was a time when Jessica Simpson was considered, you know, one of the hottest women around. She landed the role of Daisy Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard movie reboot, if that gives you any indication.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. She is 42, according to Wikipedia. So, what was she taking? Sarah?
Ozempic, the designer, it was like a diabetic drug.
So yeah, it's supposed to lower your blood sugar or whatever. And a lot of people are taking, and I think it's like an injectable medication, too.
Yeah, Ozempic.
Well, the thing about Ozempic is that the reason why it's a diabetic medication, well, it was meant to suppress appetite. There's that, the chemical in it, I mean, so that you don't have any appetite, you don't want to eat, so then, therefore, it lowers your A1C level, the sugar level.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty safe.
Any,
Safe and effective,
yeah,
right?
Well, that's an off-label use. Like, you're not supposed to use it for that, but a lot of... My sister was telling me about this because she's really big into the whole whatever celebrity thing. And she was telling me that a lot of... Even the podcast girls that she listens to, a lot of people are taking it, and I told her it sounds like a terrible idea.
How do, it's,
you know?
It sounds... I'm not familiar with Ozempic. I'm just browsing the internet now, trying to gain some cursory knowledge. It sounds like this is a non-insulin method of lowering your blood sugar.
It's kind of like metformin. I think it's a similar type of medication.
How does this help you lose weight?
Okay, so you have no appetite. It's an appetite suppressant. So when you stop eating, your blood sugar gets lowered, and also you lose weight because you don't have any.
Right, I didn't understand that it was an appetite suppressant. Okay.
It's just, if it lowers your blood sugar, it's really dangerous. I mean, you can die from having low blood sugar.
Right.
You know, so it just really doesn't seem safe to me in anything. I mean, starving yourself, first of all, if you're trying to lose weight, not the way to go.
No.
Because then when you finally do eat, because you're starving, your body hangs on to all of those calories. Because your body is intelligent in a way where...
It thinks it's starving.
Exactly. So it
wants more Cheetos.
To,
more Cheetos.
So you're not going to burn any of the, you know, it's going to try to hold on to as much of those nutrients and calories as possible. So it's just never a good idea. I mean, people just eat healthy, low carb, exercise. There are so many better ways to lose weight and to be healthy.
The thing is like losing weight is a poor way to say this. What you really want to do is lose fat, right?
Yeah.
You want to be
tone
healthy.
Up.
Healthy.
Yeah. But it's there are some people, you know, in that toxic type of diet culture where they look at the number on the scale and people get obsessed with that number.
Yeah.
I could be, you know, 150 pounds or 130 pounds, and I could look, you know, maybe, you know, or I could be the same weight. Maybe this is a better way to say it. I could be the same weight, and whether I have muscle or whether I have fat, I'm going to look, you know, if I'm 130 pounds, I could look two very different ways depending on what my muscle makeup is.
Right, right. Your muscle, and muscle weighs more than fat.
Exactly. And that's
so
what I'm saying.
So if you have more muscle than fat, you will weigh more than.
But you'll look smaller.
But you will look, you will look much more healthy. And it
well,
actually,
you know what,
go ahead, Sarah.
Okay, but I was going to say that, you know, the natural, for me, a natural appetite suppressant when I eat less is when I'm on multivitamins. So I'm on vitamin B, get energy vitamin D, and I take the multivitamins, I have automatic suppression of wanting to eat more.
Why is this
food?
Funny, Nikki?
Because she
she's
called
sell
and
a product.
She's exactly so she's coming full circle back to her vitamins because she was talking
she's
about
at the top
Wednesday.
And everyone else is down here. It's
I
not a pyramid scheme.
Right, right, right.
Well,
are you trying to pimp your goods here, Sarah? What are your goods? What are you selling?
Well, I'm just talking about not my particular vitamins, but any multivitamins that you get energy from.
Did you know that that most multivitamins are processed by the human body and then, you know, the human body removes them naturally without being digested?
It's a very expensive pee.
Yeah.
Essentially. Basically, in what gives you the energy with the multivitamins is all of those B vitamins. But
right,
I personally, it's a nice way to fill in the gaps, I'd say. But like even with my clients, because prenatal vitamins are a huge thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of those synthetic B vitamins have actually been proven to cause certain birth defects. And I'm sure they could, you know, a lot of those synthetic vitamins could do some pretty like bad stuff to us, too, that
sure.
we don't even know about because it hasn't been studied. What the advice I usually give people is to get, you know, the majority of your nutrients from a whole foods diet. So if you're eating healthy foods, you know, very abundant in fruits and vegetables and different types of organ meats that are really dense in nutrients, that is a great way to, you know, like get your whole, like full balanced diet without needing to take expensive supplements or, and you know, of course, sometimes it's good to take certain vitamins and supplements.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you can't have a really full, abundant diet, it's a nice way to fill in the gaps. But best is always whole foods. And if you're going to take vitamins that are made with whole foods.
And iodine.
Yeah, and iodine.
And iodine. Yeah.
The good quality. You know what I mean? Whatever good quality is.
Well,
I mean, but the ones that are good quality, you have to pay more money for.
Not always, but sometimes.
They cost more.
Generally speaking, yes, that's true with most things. But my point is that Multivitamins can be helpful to you. It's just a question of digestion. Most people pass these pill form or even hard multivitamins without digesting them. There are people who go to extremes. They will put their vitamins in a coffee grinder and, you know, powder them up, if you will, so that your body can better absorb them. Or they will buy liquefied vitamins so that your body can absorb it better.
So there's a lot of fillers in vitamins. So when you get those tablets, and even if it's a medication, you know, if you're your Lexapro or whatever medication you're taking.
Your Ozempic.
There's your Ozempic. I think that might be an injectable one, actually. Oh, okay. But I'm not positive on that. But a lot of what's in those tablets is fillers, and it's really hard for your body to process it and break all that stuff down. So it is always best to do, like, tinctures and, you know, liquefied type of stuff. Or just your body processes food really well, typically.
Right, yeah.
You know.
Designed to do
that. Yeah, up your intake of things like, oh, I don't know, broccoli.
Broccoli.
And,
I mean, beef liver, too. Like, I always tell people that have low iron, you know, taking the Hemoplex and all those, the tablets full of fillers, your body can't even process that. If you just, you know, break some beef liver capsules up into a smoothie, that I've seen that drastically increase people's iron quickly, too, because your body knows how to process real foods. It can't process all of the artificial crap. It just doesn't even know how to.
Yeah.
Cook in a cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
That'll get your iron.
I just wanted to talk, mention something about Ozempic. They have the generic Ozempic, and they're putting scaring people that the you have to use the designer, the original Ozempic, or
the OG
it's going to kill you. And that's definitely a scare that the company is putting out because they want to make the money.
So, Sarah, I want to know, do you support people taking Ozempic for diet weight loss reasons?
Do I support it? You know something? I wish I knew more about it. I don't know what the actual chemical active ingredient, if it's naturally based or
probably
is it chemically
not.
Made. I really don't know too much about it,
but it's just honest.
If they have the generic ingredient exactly the same, maybe 1% different, why they're better off taking that? Why are they scaring them just because they want to make money off their copyright?
Yeah,
you know,
and that's pretty solid advice. Typically, you know, if you go into the drugstore and you're looking for Tylenol, just get the acetaminophen. It has the same exact active ingredient.
Hey, Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you. Let's move on to this unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What is your name, please?
Hello. Hey, this is Tony in Chattanooga.
Hey, Tony.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I don't know anything about the Ozempic thing, but I do know about low blood sugar. I have hypoglycemia, which is a low blood sugar. And if you mess with this, I've got a warning for them people that are using Ozempic to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever blood sugar drops, it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing, you will go out.
Mm-hmm.
You will just pass right out. So it's quite dangerous.
Yeah, and that is a very important warning. I've had to take care of patients that, you know, I wake them up in the morning to whatever, give them meds or whatever I'm doing, and if they're having a hypoglycemic episode, it's really scary, and it's you got to act quickly to either, and if they're passed out, then you know you have to give them, you know, sugar IV. But you know, if they're kind of close, you just basically feed them something that's really, you know, sugary. Usually we'll have like tablets or something, but yeah, it can be really scary, and I don't think people should be messing with this, you know.
I completely agree. I have to keep my blood sugar up through my diet, and just eat right, and you'll either gain weight or lose weight, one. Whatever you want to do, just eat right, I guess, is what I'm trying to tell folks.
That's a good point for you to make, Tony. And a lot of people feel like, you know, who are overweight, feel like, oh, in order for me to lose this fat, I need to starve myself, and they actually think I need to exercise, I need to work out like a madman, and also starve myself. I need to eat foods I don't like. I need to eat stuff I don't enjoy.
Diet soda.
That's not true. In fact, most of weight loss is changing your diet. Mm-hmm. You cannot exercise. I mean, I've done this, so this is anecdotal, but I actually became more sedentary, but I started eating keto and I dropped 30 pounds.
Yeah, and I think that it's important for people to come at it from a healthy perspective, like mentally healthy perspective, because when you come at it so negatively, like, oh, this is going to be terrible, I'm going to have to eat all these foods I don't like, it's not something that you can withhold, like withstand for a long time, you know? So people, it's better to make those long-lasting lifestyle changes versus just fad diets, you know?
Well, and I made the decision specifically to stay away from anything that sort of faked to be another food, right? So you've got all these things like keto's a big word in the food industry right now. Everything keto friendly or keto this, keto that, and like, oh, look, free. Look here, it's keto bread. I'm sorry, no, you're not going to eat keto bread and lose weight, right? It might be better for you if you're on the keto diet and somebody's offering you the alternative to like a hamburger than to use keto bread. That's fine if you're out and about or whatever, but that should not be what you make your sandwiches out of every day. You just drop the bread. Keto is just reducing carbs. That's all it is. It's no potatoes. It's no rice. It's
white food.
Sugar, yeah, no flour.
Flour.
Right. Yeah. It's all rice. No pasta.
No pasta.
That's basically it. So instead of eating foods that are trying to be another food, I just decided that I'm just going to eat naturally occurring food.
Yeah,
so
real
I'm eating
food.
Meat and vegetables. Not even in that order. I'm heavy on the vegetables now. A large portion of my diet now is broccoli. I'll eat like a whole head of broccoli by myself, right? And it's not a big deal anymore. And people are like, oh, well, doesn't it give you gas? Well, it did for like maybe the first couple of weeks, but then my body adjusted to it. And now it doesn't, it's like, oh, this is what I'm getting every day. Oh, I know how to handle this now. And so I stopped getting gas from broccoli. It's weird.
Well, remember, we heard a guy say one time, follow the science.
Yeah, exactly.
Tony, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. You know, I am not the healthiest person on planet Earth, but I can only tell you what my experience has been. And that is that I felt a lot better once I made those adjustments. I still cheat, right? I've targeted a couple of times a year. Pork Fest and Fork Fest is one of them. And then again around the holidays, right? Thanksgiving through New Year's, right? Those are the two times a year when I kind of go off diet, eat stuff. I'll eat a piece of pizza, right?
Yeah,
I'll eat cheesecake again.
But I saw you
again.
Turn off... what was it? Cornbread or something. So it seems like, even like based on what I've seen, you kind of still stick to it for the most part. But it seems like that's genuinely what you like to eat. So it makes it easy. If you're forcing yourself, if it's like miserable every day to eat your meals, it's typically good advice to like have fun with your life and enjoy what you're doing. You know, if you're doing something that you don't like, then stop doing it.
Well, some people don't adjust to it either, right? You have to explore and determine, right? This is a big part of like the first, I don't know, 6 months of changing your diet is you got to figure out what you do enjoy to eat that fits within your diet plan. So if you're doing a no-carb or low-carb diet, okay, well, what do I like? Well, I really like vegetables, right? Not a lot of them, but mostly the earthy, starchy ones. So I really like carrots.
Mm-hmm.
I like corn on the cob specifically, sweet corn I love. Can't have a lot of that on keto. Carrots you can have, not a lot. But broccoli, cauliflower, I love both of those, and you can have as much of that as you can eat on any given day. And like some people will be like, oh, well, I'll just eat bacon all the time. No, you can't just eat bacon.
Well, I did.
You can't just eat like a pound of bacon every day and expect to be healthy and lose weight. You might see some weight loss as a result of eating.
Yeah, before you go into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, but your diet should, like I found out, your diet should be, 60% vegetables, 40% meat, or something like that. You got to weigh heavy on the vegetable side if you're going to do this thing and expect to drop fat.
See, my big beef with, no pun intended.
It is difficult to do.
Nice pun. Yeah, nice pun. It's
good pun.
My beef with keto is that...
You're making me look good here.
they're kind of critical, and I know you're supposed to be into ketosis, so there's science behind why they're saying this, but what's up with the fruit hate? I'm a fruit girl, so it kind of offends me a little bit.
Keto does limit you, or you know, tell you basically to don't eat fruit because of the glucose.
Yeah. Right.
So it's still sugar. The reason that you're going no carb or low carb is because your body converts those carbs into sugar.
Starch turns to sugar.
Starch turns to sugar. So,
and fruits are very high in carbohydrates.
Fruits are very high in, well...
But it's different, though. It's a complex carbohydrate.
Yes, fruits are better for you to eat. So if you're on the keto diet and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm torturing myself, well, you need to make some changes to your diet. And if you're going to, like, sort of veer off the path, eating an apple, mm-hmm. Once a week isn't going to take you out of ketosis. Right. Or you could still enjoy that. So I wouldn't say there's hate for it, but it's because of the glucose, the sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
no,
why
I understand that, but I still...
There's not a whole lot of
fruits. I can't get down with that. Sorry.
There's not a whole lot of fruits that are low in glucose or in sugar.
Yeah.
Avocados are the exception.
Mm. Right. I'm just picturing Angie, our producer over there, just like going, let me in.
Tomatoes.
You're right, yeah.
Tomatoes are a fruit, and they're another exception.
They are, yeah.
You can have tomatoes on the keto. You shouldn't be eating a tomato-based diet on keto, right?
Tomato-based diet.
Yeah, it's pizza sauce, right?
Yeah.
The other thing I found out is... Peas are starchy, heavy in starch. Can't eat a lot of them.
I don't like peas. So
if you're buying like sometimes you gotta make do with what you got. Sometimes you're poor. You're like, all I can afford is the big frozen bag of mixed vegetables.
Okay. All the worst vegetables.
There's also some versions of keto will allow lima beans, pinto beans, that kind of thing, baked beans.
Yeah.
Some versions don't allow it because those are also very starchy vegetables. So, in my opinion, at least for me anyway, avoiding the starchy vegetables and the fruits, has been the way to go for me. I have a slow metabolism anyway, so what worked out for me was marrying keto with what's called OMAD. Or intermittent fasting, right?
One meal a day.
One meal a day, OMAD, meal a day.
Yeah, I was a one-mealer.
And what all that means, it doesn't mean like you eat breakfast and that's it, you don't eat for that. No, it just means you set yourself like a 4 or 5 hour window and you eat during that 4 or 5 hour window. If you want to eat like a small meal at the beginning of that window and a small meal at the end, feel free to do so, but just make sure you limit yourself to that time frame window and all of a sudden the fat starts melting away.
Hey, let's go and get some ice cream.
I'm with you. We are out of time. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Steve. Thank you to all our callers and our listeners. If we didn't get to your call, feel free to call another time. This has been Free Talk Live. Thanks and peace.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.